Rico. Welcome back, Jay Binkley, Julio Sanchez. 8 o'clock hour of After Hours. Well, you know who Rob Parker is? Been on FS1 all this. He's got a lot of hot takes, right?
Yep.
Do you want to hear something from somebody who probably doesn't watch the games, who's getting paid a lot of money to act like they watch games?
I think I know where you're going with this, and it'll upset
people. I heard C-Dat play it earlier. I absolutely love it. Here's Rob Parker on the Kansas City. Oh, no, not Chiefs, DeAndre Hopkins, because he lets it fly.
As usual, the Kansas City Chiefs did the bare minimum. I didn't even know DeAndre Hopkins was still in the league. He only, 40? He's not even a starter anymore. He gets like 40% of the snaps. Really? That's who you go get. Stop shopping at Goodwill. Go to Saks Fifth Avenue. That's where the Jets went. That's where the Buffalo Bills went. And guess what, Kelvin? Who's available?
Who?
Cooper Kupp is available. How about Cooper Kupp in Kansas City? They had Patrick Mahomes sign a bogus deal telling them, hey, take less money. We'll keep the band together. You have a chance to win and win and win. And all they do now is they bring back rejects and return items. That's what they do. Hey, Kareem Hunt, we didn't want you. We sent you packing. Come on back. Juju, hey, instead of getting a pack of Juju bees at the movie theater, we'll get a receiver who we didn't want. That's what the Kansas City Chiefs do, and it's a disrespect to a talent like Patrick Mahomes. He shouldn't have to play around with leftovers. Go and buy him good groceries. Go to the store and get him top shelf. Cooper Kupp is available. Make it happen. Stop being cheap. All of the Super Bowls you won, all the money you've saved, what are they trying to do? I think it's terrible. DeAndre Hopkins, I'm not mad at him. I'm happy for him if he could go over there or whatever. But that's not who they should go get when Cooper Kupp is available. I'm sorry.
Then who should they go get? What money are they going to go get him with?
Right.
You honestly think Davante Adams was going to come to the Chiefs when it's a division team playing the Chiefs and the Raiders who beat them in Christmas? They don't like each other. They shouldn't trade the Kansas City Chiefs. But that was ridiculous. Well, watch DeAndre Hopkins have the game-winning touchdown in the Super Bowl. But remember, people like Rob Parker were throwing a fit when Mecole Hardman came to Kansas City. Oh, what do they need these guys? And then he catches the game-winning touchdown in the Super Bowl. Go. You're shopping at Goodwill. Do what the Jets do. Really? Do we really want to talk about the Jets making good decisions? Have you not watched how bad they got throttled by the Steelers?
That's who we want to model our franchise after, right? The Jets.
Oh,
right?
Let's go do what the Jets did. Not the team that's won back-to-back Super Bowls. Right. Not the team that's 6-0. Let's model what the freaking Jets did. Again, it's that New York elite attitude.
It makes my blood boil. Talk about being out of touch.
Out of touch, hot take, when you're just trying to make a name for yourself. That's just like not watching football. That's just being ignorant.
That's just, you're just trying to light a fire under people. I mean, it's ignorant. Like, it's almost like the Chiefs didn't just win two Super Bowls in a row. Like, they haven't won three in the last 5 years. Like they don't know what they're doing. Like, it just... Yes, let's go overpay for receivers that are in the same realm as someone that we just got a fifth-round pick
for. You can't just go throwing around money. They got Bryce here that they cannot. Hollywood Brown was brought in here. And not only that, I think people forget that Chris Jones was the number one free agent in football.
Yep.
Just because he played for the Chiefs, you can't count them. But then nobody counts that.
Yeah.
Nobody counts the Chiefs ponying up and paying Chris Jones to come back. Or they brought the whole defense back last year, they only had Neil Farrell signed in the offseason, and then they brought everybody else under contract. Give Mike Dan a new contract. Pay Drew Tranquil. Brought everybody back from the number two defense in the NFL last year. But they don't want to mention that because they don't watch it. They're 6-0, man. They beat the Ravens. They beat the Bengals. They beat the 49ers on the road. Last year, you said they couldn't win a playoff game on the road. And then they went out and were the underdog in Buffalo and won, underdog in Baltimore and won, underdog on a neutral site in the Super Bowl, 1-1-1-1.
Well, and he makes it sound like the Chiefs just have made no attempt to surround Patrick Mahomes with weapons. Like, are we forgetting coming into this year? You had Hollywood, you had Rashee, you just drafted, you know, Xavier. Like, they tried, and this is where they are now. And the fact that they're even making a move is just says something. I mean, it's not like they didn't try coming into the season.
Yeah, it's a different team. It ought to be giving Andy Reid credit for shifting his philosophy. Doing something different, playing the small ball, because
and not overspending for an older receiver that's probably going to get injured or is going to have less of an it. You got him for a fifth round pick, and again, he was playing on a Tennessee Titans team with Will Levis throwing him the ball. So yeah, his numbers might not look good, but look who's throwing him the ball.
Yeah, this is coming from Watch the Jets. You mean the team that drafted Zach Wilson? You talk about the team that failed on that when he really had no track record to draft him as high as he did, that you can never find a quarterback. Are we really talking about that franchise that can't get it out of its own way, that had to fire their coach, even though they stood a chance of winning the division or were in the place to win the division and fired their coach?
And
are we talking about that team that's been New England's bitch for 30 years?
Now Buffalo's bitch.
Now they are.
Are we talking about the same franchise that just sold their soul for Davante Adams and mortgaged their future, which isn't all that bright to begin with, for an aging quarterback that they want to win now just to stay relevant?
Yeah.
That's pretty
we
much where they're at right now.
We don't want to compare anything to the Jets.
Like, yeah, that is just, I mean, as soon as that came out of his mouth, that just
it's mind-boggling when you hear stuff like that. It's like, the Chiefs have to do things. It's like,
they don't have to do those things, you know, because
we'll say you grow up, your dad's very successful, but he didn't quite have the money to go buy the Porsche the neighbors did, you know, but he's getting paying you through school. He's doing all this other stuff. Going to make you successful winner because he's paying for your college. He can't drive the nice Porsche that your neighbor has, right? But he's providing a good home. He's paying your college education and he's a successful person, but didn't have that Porsche like your neighbor has, right? That's false pretenses, but that's basically what you're saying. But your dad can't afford it. Well, but your dad keeps winning. He's got no debt. He's got no credit card debt. The other person lives in a mound of debt, but he's got a Porsche.
Yeah.
Right?
He doesn't have a Porsche, but he's got a nice BMW or he's got a nice Audi.
Is that what you want? I mean, that's kind of the same thing. They didn't go shopping at Goodwill. They went and got a guy with 1,000-yard seasons.
Talking about
a guy
that can potential Hall of Famer.
A guy with the best catch ratio in the NFL. That's what they need.
And a perfect fit for their system and for what they need.
Davante Adams is overpaid. He's the one that drove the wide receiver market up 2 years ago. The division is not going to trade him. I know it's tough to stomach that because you've seen so many rivals trade the Chiefs like the Bills, but not everybody's that dumb. I'm not saying the Raiders are smart. They're an incredibly dumb football team too. And Mike Mayock failed miserably when he was GM. But trading him to the Chiefs, he even flat out said he didn't want to come here. Like Davante just let it be known he didn't want to come here. Hey, have fun in New York, man. Have fun. Have fun. Tyreek Hill's which team is still here.
I can't imagine being a Jets fan.
but to compare.
It's a terrible comparison, man.
And you know what's funny is all these talking heads, everything they do, they never bring up the fact that Mahomes, the guy that right now they're going, oh, he's having a bad year. They never bring up the fact that he's gone the AFC title game every year he's been a starter. They don't bring that up. That no other quarterback in the history of the game can say that. Not one, not Brady, not Manning, not Montana, not anybody can say that. He's been the sixth straight. And I'll be honest with you, I think he could have gone the seventh straight had they made that switch in that Titans playoff game where Alex Smith still started. I think he could have gone the seventh straight, to be quite honest with you. But every year he's been a starter, he's been the sixth straight. As I mentioned earlier, he's behind Tom Brady, Joe Montana. That's it as far as postseason wins. He's not even 30 years old. Two more playoff wins, and it's him and Brady all alone. It's funny because all these records are coming down to Brady or Mahomes or Reed Belichick when it comes to coaching. It's the Chiefs dynasty, it's the Patriots. But the Patriots were considered geniuses because they won early with defense. And then that offense got good. And Tom Brady didn't put up these numbers in the beginning.
Nope.
He didn't.
Nope.
They relied on the defense. But you know what? To Belichick credit, they went out to what they had. They used what they had and were going to beat you with what they had. They don't make excuses. They just go out and do it. And you got to find the right pieces for the team because it's the culture, it's the attitude of the organization. Yeah. Anyway, just kind of frustrating at times.
It's entertaining anyways, you know?
Not going to lie.
That was the whole point of that.
But the haterade is completely real. Oh, by the way, college football, you know, we're in the middle of this 56 straight days of college football, right? Literally, like, it's not just the MAC doing it anymore. It's a Sun Belt Conference
USA.
This is like
your wet dream right now, isn't it?
Well, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
There's a damn good football game on tonight. It's kind of getting lost in the shuffle. Syracuse is 5-1.
No, I wouldn't
playing
say it's a good
6-0
football.
Pittsburgh.
Yeah, and how's that going right now?
31-0 Pittsburgh. Yeah,
I wouldn't consider that a good game.
You're saying it's 31-0 Pittsburgh.
31-0 at half.
31. You know? I'm saying that's
not a great game.
Pittsburgh, they're steamrolling towards the playoffs, being, you know, from the ACC, this ACC game, pounding a 5-1 team and beat them 31-0.
Yeah.
But I understand it's the NFL, it's all that. But Major League Baseball is going to be fighting with the playoffs on. By the way, the Rams are now tied. With the Minnesota
Vikings.
The Rams
are putting up a fight, man. I'm telling you.
This was the game. I remember Unocero tweeting out that he was considering Puka Nacua. He goes, oh, what the hell? I'm just going to roll with him. Because he came back a lot earlier than we thought he would.
He did.
But already he's got 4 for 64.
He's a freaking machine. No one saw that coming out of the draft.
He
man.
Does not have the Cooper Kupp's got a touchdown. One catch, 7 yards, one touchdown. But Puka's been the workhorse, 4 for 64.
That's why they're trying to trade Kupp, you know? They got Puka now. They don't need him.
Stafford's 8 of 11, 85 yards, 2 touchdowns. Sam Darnold, 9 of 11, 103 yards, 2 touchdowns. Remember all that stuff about, I think the Vikings need to trade for Stafford. I was like, what? Sam Darnold's playing out of his mind right now.
Why? Why would they do that? For an aging, like, it's about time for him to retire, quite honestly.
Oh, for Stafford, yeah. I mean.
Probably got one or two seasons left, if that.
Speaking of Matt Stafford, how come the Jets couldn't make him work? Vikings do.
Talk about Sam Darnold.
If we had the whole world to be like the Jets.
Because it's the Jets. That's why. Because they make brilliant moves like trading for Devontae. I'm gonna get that. I don't want to go back that route. I'm leaving it. I'm leaving it behind.
Speaking of DeAndre Hopkins, Patrick Peterson, former NFL cornerback, very good player.
Another one we were hot after for quite some time. Right?
Yeah, it's good that things, I mean, he's past that now. He's doing a lot of media stuff now. But Patrick Peterson commented on D-Hop because they played together in Arizona. Bring you that next.
You're listening to After Hours, brought to you by Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views on your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5 The Fan.
Welcome back, Jay Binkley, Julio Sanchez. Getting rain out there? This National Weather Service said Leavenworth County's getting it. I don't know, St. Joe's getting it. Are you getting rain? It said my phone, the Mission Kansas, about to get some rain, but yeah. I haven't seen it. Have you seen it?
No, I haven't seen anything yet, but it's coming.
Is it?
Making its way here.
We're going to be driving in it?
Yeah, I'm not worried, though.
I think it might blow through here before we leave.
I hope so. As long as there's no hail.
Yeah, we don't need that. 913-586-7965 is the Jay Southland Tow Service text line. Give us a ring. The 49ers game. Do you buy all the streaming services? I mean, I heard the guys talking about this morning.
Yes. Yes, it's true.
Because you know that the two Monday night games they had in the NFL got a little arrogant. They figured anything they threw
ESPN
on TV.
ESPN Plus.
It drew horrible ratings.
It
had a little over a million people. I mean, it drew horrible. It was a bad game.
It was a terrible game, and I watched it. But
it was the Chargers card, but it was only on ESPN Plus. But I understand what they're saying, though. I've been saying that for years. I mean, listen, I have Amazon, so I'm able to watch Thursday Night Football. Okay, I have Amazon Prime. I do have ESPN Plus, but I will tell you this, I keep Spectrum Cable too.
Yeah, I have YouTube TV as well.
And you know why? Because does it actually have a remote?
No.
You can flip the numbers?
No.
Okay. So here's the thing. It's funny how, like, 2024 and we've gone backwards. Like, actually flipping the channel number, it's a thing of the past, but it should be a thing of the future.
I mean, you can kind of do that with YouTube TV.
Well, you can save and go to current and recent and stuff like that. You can do that stuff. But I get that because I get Big Ten Network and SEC and ACC. I get all these. I get the sports package. So I get a ton of sports, but I can flip right through it. And it's a pain in the butt. Like, if you're on Amazon, then you got to hop out of it, go into the TV and do that. I mean, but you can't hop like you can on cable between the different stations. That's what drives me nuts.
But you know what you can do on YouTube TV is the multi-view.
You could do multi-view.
That is beautiful.
But you can't do it tonight.
No.
Because if it's on Amazon, you have a game on Amazon, you can't multi-view that, can you?
Can for college football.
Well, yes, you can do it for that, which is great, but you can't multi-view tonight, can you?
31-0 blowout.
So you couldn't be sitting there watching Syracuse-Pittsburgh in the Monday or the Thursday night game, right?
You cannot. Nope, you're right.
Only if it's on YouTube. I'm just saying.
I have one too many of those.
For sports fans, but hopping out of it to go between games sucks, and college football is like, there's so many good games on. Like, there's sometimes 3 and 4 good games on right at once in the 2:30 slate, at 11 slate, at 6:30. It sucks, man.
I hope they don't go back to the whole ESPN Plus. And the only reason I have ESPN Plus is because it comes in a bundle with, like, Disney Plus and Hulu. Otherwise, I would never. ESPN Plus is just such a waste.
I have it because,
there's nothing even really good on there. You don't even get real ESPN, like, standard shows and games and that kind of stuff on regular ESPN.
I enjoy the
it's worthless.
The NHL, because that's on ESPN Plus.
It is not a reason to have ESPN Plus.
But also, I mean,
you're abnormal, baby.
Well, I know I am.
You know,
but
in a good way.
Seeing the local teams play, like KU or K State, a lot of times early in the year, you gotta watch ESPN Plus
college basketball
to have those ESPN games. Plus. So it's usually not a high profile game, but I like to keep and watch. I like to watch the three locals, Missouri, KU, and K-State each and every week. Granted, even if it's going to suck, I'll watch it. Like, KU played Houston on ESPN Plus, and that game sucked.
Yeah, that game was.
KU, not for KU fans. They won 42-14, but Houston sucks. I digress. But anyway, it's third world problems, right? I guess. But I do like to actually flip the channel number. It's always been big.
Old school like that, huh?
But if it wasn't for sports, I wouldn't have it. But I'm willing to do it because, and the multi-view thing is cool, but I kind of figured out a way to do that. I had the multi-television.
That's a little bit different, but it works.
It's so bad. Yeah. There's so many good games on once. I'll even like throw my phone on a game or something.
Oh, I do that all the time.
Yeah.
I multi-view on and still have my phone on.
Yeah, I have the phone on. Because
we have problems, too.
Yeah, very much problems. Patrick Peterson, as I mentioned, former first-round pick out of LSU, but he was a teammate in Arizona with one DeAndre Hopkins. This is what he had to say on Sirius XM NFL Radio.
I think he'll be a great teammate. DeAndre is one of those guys that just comes to work and just want to grind and put forth his best effort, when he step out on the football field. And far as a play, the receiver, there's no question what type of receiver that you're getting. He's a guy that can catch anything that's pretty much thrown in his direction. And now that he has an opportunity to team up with a world championship quarterback, it gives him an opportunity to play for something that I know that's dear to him, and that's a world championship. So I know DeAndre is going to be a great teammate. He was a great teammate of mine when I was out there with him for 2 years, 2 seasons in Arizona, helped us win a ton of games. And this just added a ton of ammunition to that already not high power Kansas City Chiefs offense, but it gives them at least 10 more points on the scoreboard.
It was Patrick Peterson being nice. There he was, but the high powered offense. Well, I mean, it can be. It was going to be, but they didn't have all their weapons. Now, you tell me with if Hollywood Brown comes back and you have Xavier Worthy out there and then you get DeAndre Hopkins, Kelsey's still, doing his thing. It could be a pretty good high-powered offense. To be honest with you, that game against the Saints the Chiefs had, that thing should have been a lot more lopsided than it was. Chiefs should have had at least 40 points in that game.
Shoulda, coulda, woulda, but you know what? A win's a win.
But that Juju drop was 13-point swing because they scored a touchdown, missed the extra point. It was a 13-point swing. Yeah, but you're right. A win's a win. It's high-powered, what do you want to do? Do you want to win? Do you want to win in rings? Or do you just want to say, hey, we scored 40 points? Or do you want to be the
Baltimore?
Saints?
You talking about Baltimore?
The Saints lit up the scoreboard the first 2 weeks. Yeah, Baltimore. The funniest thing is, well, with this Derrick Henry, they can beat anybody. A couple of those games, except Derrick Henry has one long run. Yes. Derrick Henry
all it takes, to be fair, but
Derrick Henry was 100% healthy playing at Arrowhead Stadium. 100% healthy.
Yeah, he was.
He was healthy. He had 13 carries, 46 yards. Zach Moss, Cincinnati Bengals, their leading rusher, 12 carries, 34 yards. Bijan Robinson, all-world back for the out of Texas for the Atlanta Falcons, 16 carries, 31 yards. Ooh. They have two basically 1,000-yard rushers in Bijan and Tyler Allgeier, and they only got 82 yards rushing as a team. Then there's J.K. Dobbins, have a nice little comeback story this year playing for the Chargers. He had 14 carries, 32 yards. Oh, but what about Alvin Kamara? He just got that big extension. I mean, this guy's all world. 11 carries, 26 yards. Jordan Mason. You know, they didn't go with the rookie Isaac Grindo, but for what, one carry or such? They went Jordan Mason, who really was a breath of fresh air for him since McCaffrey's been hurt all the time. 14 carries, 58 yards.
So he was the, I believe, second leading rusher in the league at that point going into the game.
So we're going to be worried about a fresh Derrick Henry that they've shut down before in the postseason. The Chiefs, Derrick Henry's had his moments against the Chiefs. Yes, he's had his games against Chiefs. And he's also had when they bullied him around and stopped the running game. Force Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson's a very good passer too. Lamar Jackson's a stud. I love watching that guy play. He could do a, he had 122 yards rushing in the Chiefs. Like, that's a stud. But that defense, man, is vulnerable. It's very vulnerable. But no one seems to realize that. They are not a complete team. They were a more complete team last year, albeit without Derrick Henry. But they've always been good at running. They didn't have Derrick Henry, and 3 years ago, they were the number one rushing team in the history of the NFL. They run all the time. And it's the scheme, too. You think San Francisco runs the ball well. So does Baltimore. They always lead the NFL in rushing. Derrick Henry or no Derrick Henry, that team still runs.
I mean, that being said, I don't want to discredit Derrick Henry because he is...
He's a freaking nature,
man. He's a different kind of guy.
He's hitting 20 miles an hour. Yeah. He's right. I mean, it's insane.
He's just so freaking big, man, and so hard to tackle. He does bring a whole different element to their game.
The funny thing is showing his high school footage, like how much bigger he is than everybody else. It's always so fun. But Baltimore always runs well. And listen, until Lamar Jackson gets over the hump and wins the Super Bowl, until Josh Allen gets over the hump, wins the Super Bowl, it's Patrick Mahomes right now. And I think you can have a really good debate, really good barstool debate with people that what happens, who's the next quarterback to win? Like, who's the next quarterback that wins a ring? Because Mahomes ain't going to win him every year. You know that. I know that. We all know that. He's not going to win each and every year. Which quarterback from the AFC? I think an NFC guy could do it again. Obviously, I think Jared Goff's capable of doing it. He's been to a Super Bowl before. I think he's very capable of doing it. But who in the AFC? Is it going to be Burrow? Is it going to be Allen? Is it going to be Lamar Jackson? Is it going to be Aaron Rodgers? Who would you put your CJ Stroud? Who are you going to put your money on? Who would you put your money on as being the next quarterback in the AFC to win a title if it's not Patrick Mahomes? I mean, I think those are interesting questions to ask, but I think that we're losing the whole picture, the whole idea of what you're supposed to do, and that's win a game. Winning in the National Football League is not easy. Patrick Mahomes has never been 6-0. They're 6-0 right now. I mean, this team has more question marks on offense than it did last year, and they won a Super Bowl. And with the Raiders coming up, there's going to be some angst against the Raiders. You know what? I'm glad they beat the Chiefs last year at Arrowhead because it woke them up.
It did.
It woke them up. It put them at the crossroads. What do you want to do? You going to cry about it? You going to be down all season? Or are you going to go out there and kick everybody's butt and win a Super Bowl? And that's what they chose to do, and that's what they chose to do, becoming a dynasty. But that Raiders game was a terrible game on Christmas Day. It ruined everybody's Christmas. It was coal in the stockings. Run everybody's Christmas. The Raiders, they have a chance to avenge that this year in Pittsburgh on Christmas. But I digress.
This is. I'm going to put it out there. This is going to be Patrick's best game of the year thus far. Right? He goes out and balls.
He takes notes.
And he's taking this one personal. Right?
The whole Kermit the Frog thing and all that.
Yeah. Between that and like you said, the whole Christmas game last year. I hate to be a Raiders fan.
And I understand. I know the Raiders came in here and won last year, but the Chiefs had just won in Vegas convincingly just a couple games before that, right? Aiden O'Connell didn't complete a pass the second, third, or fourth quarter. It was an embarrassing game. But in the grand scheme of things, the Chiefs are their daddies. There's no question about it. They're 11-2 in their last 13 games against the Raiders, 16-3 in the last 19 games against the Raiders. Last 22 games, they're 18-4. Sorry, Tom. I know you just spent money to buy a minority stake in that team, but the Chiefs already own that team. And they always have. So they're going to have a little bit of fun with the Raiders. Hopefully they do the behind-the-back passes. Hopefully they do the ring around Rosie again. Do whatever they can to make them mad. And then hopefully they take the bus around the stadium three or four times afterwards, which they won't do.
I think they learned their lesson, right?
Somebody with big money ought to rent the sphere and put an arrowhead on it.
That would be awesome.
On the sphere.
I'd take that. Oh, that'd be awesome.
I heard they're hurting for money sometimes, so maybe they should put the Arrowhead logo on the sphere. Have that looking over the Las Vegas night.
I don't know that they need to make that type of investment, but it would be cool.
Maybe Cody and Gold can go do it. They're out in Vegas now at Circa.
You know, they make some bets out there, make some money, invest. Why not?
Coming up next, I was shocked to hear an NFL owner say this, and I'm sitting here going, what? Next.
You're listening to After Hours, brought to you by Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views on your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5, The Fan.
Welcome back, 96.5, The Fan. Jay Binkley, Julio Sanchez. Phone number is 913-586-7965. Jay Southland Tow Service text line, 913-586-7965. We are 21 seconds till halftime of the Thursday night game. 14-14, Vikings of Rams. Al Michaels gets a home game. You'll be happy about that. And Kirk Herbstreit flies all over the world. That dude's one busy dude, man. Because I had to do college game day and all that, and then call the game, go to college games. Did you see it a couple weeks ago? They were doing it in Oregon, college game day, and he had to fly to down to Dallas. He had to leave the game day early, and he was like doing live hits on the plane and stuff. That guy, man, so, so busy. Respect what he does. Jerry Jones, did you see the whole controversy with Jerry Jones?
Yeah.
2 weeks ago, he's about the radio station asking questions, and he was basically threatening their jobs at some point. But he went back on there this week. Went back on there this week, and everything was fine. You figured it would be. But he is, quote, the GM still in Dallas. Did you hear what he said? I can't believe an owner would say that. I love the honesty. But if you're the players, are you buying into your head coach when your owner comes out there and says, quote, we're designing bad plays or we're designing bad concepts, Jones said. The facts are, there's some of that, but there's also some execution issues. There's some of the talent. I like our talent. I really like our team. But young talent has a few more mistakes associated with it than if you're dealing with a veteran player. Like, remember Troy Aikman.
Such BS.
Destroyed that team, the receivers, but it's different, though. Troy Aikman doesn't own that team. Jerry does. But your owner's out there saying you design bad plays. The coach is, if you're McCarthy, you're just biding your time until Belichick becomes head coach.
I mean, I'm baffled at the fact that he doesn't take any accountability or ownership for the fact that he's also the GM and has zero talent on that team other than, what, CeeDee Lamb?
Hey, Dak Prescott? Just had to pay him and he had to pay Dak.
You can design the best plays in the world, but if you don't have any talent to mesh with the play call, I mean, you can have the best play calls in the world. It's not going to matter if you don't have any talent.
Well, he's mad because he's been taking heat by not signing Derrick Henry in the offseason. Because Derrick Henry makes his offseason home in Dallas.
Yeah.
And everybody's like, why didn't you bring him in?
It's not like it costs that much.
You brought Ezekiel Elliott back.
I couldn't
believe he did that. And you had a chance at Derrick Henry.
I could not believe he did that.
But Mike McCarthy, it's going to be Belichick. And someone asked me the other day, they said, what about Belichick going to be with Brady in Vegas? I could see Brady making a push for that.
Nah,
I can.
Nah.
But he has no quarterback, though. Like, Belichick, he's not getting younger, man. And he's chasing Shula. You think he wants to go somewhere that doesn't have a quarterback? No. Because guess what? The quarterback doesn't exist in this year's draft. It's pretty thin. It's very thin. I like Cam Ward at Miami a lot. I think Shedeur Sanders definitely going to have his chance. But there's not a lot of first-round talent.
I think Belichick showed his cards once Brady left that you can't trust him to draft good players. I mean, you can't. And I don't know, maybe Belichick's changed his philosophy and his mind on going into an organization and having complete control. I don't know that he's capable of just being the head coach and not being wearing the GM hat as well. I mean, that's almost like another Jerry situation. I don't even know going into Dallas how that would even work if Jerry was the owner, the GM, and Belichick as a coach. Oh, that sounds, I mean, it sounds drama filled. I'm here for it. A lot to discuss, but as far as having success, I don't see how that would be the case.
I just, I mean,
be one hell of a show though, you know?
To be honest with you, you know what I would do? And you're from that area. Sean McDermott, man. He's winning with Josh Allen, but he always fails in the playoffs. And last year almost didn't even make the playoffs, but they beat Miami the last week of the year to be the 2 seed. Like, wouldn't you take a strong look at Belichick at New England? Number one, he knows the division. He used to beat the hell out of Buffalo. Matter of fact, 32 of 35 times with Brady, he beat him. He knows that division. He's got Josh Allen as a quarterback. I just think it makes too much sense. And listen, McDermott wins. I get it. He wins, but he's not winning the title.
Not when it comes down to it. I mean, when he faces the elite of the elite, he tends to fold.
Yeah. Where do you think he ends up?
Belichick?
I think he ends up. I don't know that he ends up back in the league.
Honestly, he likes the media too much. He's old. I think the exposure that he's tried to gain, you know, doing Manning Cast and doing all these regular shows, it's more exposed him to. I mean, he's just so brutal sometimes on the Manning Cast. It's painful to watch.
He's got more time than he does McAfee each week.
Yeah, I don't know how you can look at his interviews and the way he interacts on all of these different platforms and say, I want that guy to be my head coach again.
I brought it up the other night. All these podcasts are getting so popular, you know, with players and stuff like that. I was like, him and Saban are really good friends, and they're both, you know, out of coaching. Wouldn't that be an awesome podcast, though? Belichick and Saban together. I mean, wouldn't that just be...
I'd be there for that. As a podcast, absolutely.
They're both showing personality now that they didn't show when they were coaching.
Yeah, agreed.
So I think that would be real interesting. Did you see the Giants? That was another place that people were kind of linking Belichick to. Again, it's the quarterback situation.
I could see him at the Giants.
Daniel Jones, you know, isn't it? I think Drew Lock, honestly, is a better quarterback than Daniel Jones with the Giants.
Yeah.
But the owner, John Mara, said Wednesday that he didn't anticipate moving away from Brian Daboll whatsoever. The GM and the head coach are safe. Of course, that's often the kiss of death.
I don't know how the GM could be safe at this point. He's made such idiotic moves.
Joe Shane said that he's fine. Going to be fine. It's kind of a kiss of death, though, because you hear this all the time and they're gone. Are we back 100%? Yeah. We back Robert Saleh 100% that he's gone.
Yeah. No. No. What was he on this? What were the Giants on the HBO?
Hard Knocks. Yeah.
I mean, the GM just came off as a nice guy, but not very football business savvy.
I mean, the bottom line is you got to have a quarterback, man.
Yeah.
You have to. And Dallas thought they had one with Dak. And listen, it's a
premium. I mean, they do. He's a decent quarterback. He's an above average quarterback.
Puts up big numbers, but doesn't win when it counts.
He needs weapons, and they need a defense.
And like Mahomes, I know he's not putting up the numbers he had in the past, but how could you with the receivers
they
have?
But he wins, and he's clutch.
We need a little sidearm stuff, little flip passes, or the, you know, the fake. It's little things like that that makes a winner, man. It makes that stuff the winning combination, and the Chiefs have proven they can pay their quarterback and still win. These other teams are paying their quarterbacks, and they realize
stupid money.
Like Trevor Lawrence in Jacksonville, you pay them all that money. They're paying all this money, but they can't win. Frisco's about to find out, though, because they got to have to pay Purdy.
Oh, yeah.
And then guess what? You don't have as much good talent. But they don't need McCaffrey. They don't need these guys. That running scheme is too good anyway. It doesn't matter who you have back there, you're going to run.
Yeah, and then why pay him, though? But why pay him if you have faith in your system? And how dumb, going back to Jerry... How dumb was that of a contract to give? That's mind blowing that they gave Dak that kind of contract. I would have rather had him walk and just do it again.
Well, it's funny seeing all these guys get paid that don't have rings.
Yeah. Don't have rings. Don't have playoff success at all. At all.
Yeah.
I mean, how can you look at last year's playoffs and the way that they got beat down by Green Bay and think, yeah, I want to sign this guy to that type of contract and build around him? I mean, it just, whatever. That's why they are where they are.
You're, I think, on the phone at this time. Who's the next quarterback to win a title in the AFC?
In the AFC?
Who would you say?
It's got to be Lamar or Josh. I mean, it has to be. I mean, I think they will both probably get one at some point in their career. And hopefully not this year, right? I mean, we're going for that three-peat. Once we get the three-peat, I'm all right with, you know, seceding another Super Bowl or two over the next few years. Not that I want to, but I think those guys are too talented not to get one eventually.
How many losses did the Chiefs end up with?
This year? Oof. Man,
that's tough to say though, because
three?
People have been debating now, can they go and defeat them? It's been the big talk. Obviously,
yeah,
it's gonna be the talk.
Go there.
But it's tough to do. But here's the deal: at the end of the year, they might be resting players because
the Chiefs,
you know, they had an early bye week that was good for this team last year when they were able to rest everybody against the Chargers at the end of the year. Like, that helped this team out, just having that rest. And that's why getting that bye is going to be so important for the Chiefs in the playoffs. You've gone to the title game of the Super Bowl the last 6 years every year, you're bound to wear out at some point. You're bound to wear out in what you do. Coming up next, we'll take a look at the storylines each and every week. CBS puts out this storylines in the NFL, and there's one storyline that still cracks me up.
You're listening to After Hours, brought to you by Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views on your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5, The Fan.
Welcome back, Jay Binkley, Julio Sanchez. You know, it just came across my timeline, Julio. I guess it came out earlier, but I just saw it. They put it out an hour ago.
What's that?
ESPN exploring a late night talk show with Jason Kelsey. I guess John Arand of Puck reports that ESPN is talking to Jason Kelsey about a late night show. They're working on the specifics. It wouldn't be a highlight, a recap show. It would be a more traditional late night program featuring athletes and other celebrities.
I like that. I actually do kind of like that, where they're going with that.
The show would be produced by NFL Films and licensed to ESPN.
Sounds like an interesting concept, you know, something different, because I don't think anybody's a big fan of ESPN at this point right now, right?
No, but he does that. Doesn't he just look tired sometimes? I mean,
he's doing so many freaking things.
He's doing all these commercials. He's doing these. They're having him dress up and do the tailgate parties and everything else. I mean, at some point, that just got to wear you down when you're in a plane all the time. You're flying all around. You're doing all these things. But a late night talk show, man. His life certainly got busier than just playing center for the Eagles.
I was going to say, he went from, you know, living the NFL lifestyle, which is busy enough as it is, to being even more busy, I would think, at this point.
He just looks tired to me at times, and it's like, I understand why.
He should be.
He's got a great personality, but, I mean, how busy do you want to be? I mean, I mentioned Kirk Herbstreit earlier, who, you know, flies to the Thursday night game, flies back, goes to college game day meetings, goes back to watch his kid play in Cincinnati or Nashville high school football, then flies to the game day, and then we'll fly to the game that he's calling. And he's lucky if game day happens to be the game that they're calling.
He can't be married, right? There's no way.
He is. But this week, like, it's in Bloomington, Indiana. The Hoosiers, they're undefeated. That's where game day is. But it's a Big Ten Network game. I don't think I've ever seen that, where game day is where it's a Big Ten Network game.
Yeah. That's...
So he's going to be flying all around. So CBS put up these storylines, and like I said, Mahomes, you know, is in it, right? Here's their headline. Patrick Mahomes is off to the worst start of his career playing mediocre football. Comma, should put in, let me edit it for you, comma, his team is 6-0 for the first time in his career. Talking about his touchdowns, his interceptions, and all that. Find me another quarterback to win with these receivers. Find me another quarterback that can win with these receivers. I mean, that's just the way I look at it. Only one quarterback has gone this far in the season throwing more interceptions than touchdowns. That was Peyton Manning. But again, like I said earlier, I think the touchdowns can be an overrated stat at times if players are slipping. If they're not catching the football, yes, some of those are on him. Yes, they are. But there's some that aren't. There's two or three of them that aren't his fault. But the bottom line is, and all I care about is, did you win the game or did you lose the game? And again, I'll go back to 15 postseason wins before 30 years old. That is third all time. Third all time behind Joe Montana, just one behind Joe Montana. And, well, he's a significant amount behind Tom Brady with 35, but he's getting there. And by the way, Andy Reid sitting with 26 postseason wins, Belichick sitting with 31. That's something that could be attainable real quick for Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes. But DeAndre Hopkins, I think he gets in to Canton one day, possibly. I think the ring would help him out. But when you're five-time All-Pro and you're 1,000-yard seasons, NFL's active long catching streak. I mean, if he gets in two or three or not first ballot eventually, Chris Jones, I think, gets in.
Oh, yeah.
I think first ballot because you've got three rings now.
That many rings, yeah.
Kelsey, Mahomes, Reed. I mean, this team's loading up on Hall of Famers.
No, but according to some, it was a bad move, you know? It's a bargain bin move.
But I just, you got to bring up, and I hear it all the time. Well, Rasheed Rice is hurt. Pacheco's hurt. That's what. Okay, that's good that they're bringing that up, but I think people forgot that Hollywood Brown was here. Like, I think they forget that Hollywood Brown was on this football team going forward.
Yep.
That's why I think it's been Andy Reid's best coaching year, to be honest with you. Last year, I think you could make an argument for it because of, you know, depleted stars all around the team or whatever. That defense is freaking phenomenal, though. I mean, that was – and we always wondered how good Mahomes would be with a great defense. Well, now you're finding out. Because all they do is, you know, they're a complete football team. They still win.
But he doesn't need to put up the numbers that he used to. Right?
But he had to totally change his philosophy on just moving the football, getting in the end zone. The red zone's been killing this team, but they're finding a way to win. And right now it's using four tight ends because they don't have anybody to catch it.
You know, you don't think Patrick Mahomes wants to go out there and fling the ball around the yard and high-powered offense and do all that? You don't think he wants to do that?
Oh, of course he does.
The fact that he's changed his game and kind of morphed himself into a different type of player. I mean, again, that just it's more credit to him of how great he is.
And the one thing I like so much about it is the fact that you just find those little ways to win. You know, like sliding in bounds instead of going out of bounds, keep the clock moving. You know, flipping the ball or, you know, teasing people that you're going to, you know, pitch the ball and you don't and you keep it and you run. It's doing those little things like that that aren't on stat books. Those things we don't even look at. I mean, the Chiefs have resorted. They're number two in the NFL in running efficiency. But they're last in the NFL with runs over 11 yards.
It's okay, the rock, baby.
But
pound
they're using
the
that inside zone run. They're running behind Creed and Joe Tooney and Trey Smith. They're using their strength. And they're finding a way to get it done. Julio, you done traveling this week?
I'm going to St. Louis this weekend now.
You traveled last week, right?
Yeah. I was, where was I?
Where aren't you?
I was in Disneyland. And then before that, I was in Dallas.
But you're going.
I'm exhausted.
What's in St. Louis?
Wedding.
Okay. Yeah. Someone's getting married in the fall.
That's correct.
That's true friendship. Are you going to that?
No, it's true. It's a Saturday wedding. You know, it's okay.
Oh, not if you're a big college football. Not if you're a huge college football fan. By the way, someone wanted to know about Max Crosby. Listen, this Max Crosby can be a real problem for the Raiders. Yes, I said Brock Bowers. That does concern me a lot, being a tight end and Chiefs struggling as tight ends. We'll talk more about this tomorrow. Fans football show tomorrow night. Olathe, Kansas, Buffalo Wild Wings, 6 o'clock with Mitch Schwartz. See you then.
You're listening to After Hours, brought to you by Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views on your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5, The Fan.